The Ice Age Trail is 600 miles designated for low-impact activities like hiking or cross-country skiing. ATVs are not allowed, but other trails run near the Ice Age, and sometimes the two intersect. Sometimes ATV riders don't realize they're not supposed to be on the trail, or the noise disturbs hikers. So Randy Harden sat down with members of the Ice Age Trail Foundation and worked out a memorandum of understanding. Harden is the president of the Wisconsin ATV Association. He says the deal basically recognizes that both groups have a right to be in the woods.
Conflicts are too easy, often solved in the, in the media or in letters back and forth, but we really aren't working on the problem.
Harden says the two groups might put up more signs along the trail explaining the rules. From there, if problems continue, the Department of Natural Resources has a reporting form. Once an official complaint is filed, Harden says the two groups will try to work out a solution.
In other words, we recognize both types of outdoor recreation are legitimate, and that to protect and expand each form of recreation, that we will sit down together, understand a bit more about each other's recreation, and then sit down together to assess those problem areas and figure out together how to solve those problems.
As a show of good faith, Harden and other members of the ATV Association plan to attend a trail maintenance workday this weekend. They'll help members of the Ice Age Foundation clear fallen trees from the trail. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.